听吗？啊，由林玉初姐妹翻译。
Today we are pleased to have Pastor Evan Hirschsprung today. His sermon title will be titled "Are You Listening to This? Really Listening?" and translation will be done by Sister Christine.
下面把时间交给艾文牧师。
Kerosene lamps were a consistent part of my childhood.
油灯一直是我童年的一部分。
Frequently, the electricity would be cut off, or I would be in an area without electricity altogether, and then it was necessary to find a lamp to give light to the room.
在童年时，常常那个电源会中断，或者是有时候我会来到一个地区，而电源是不提供，是没有提供的。那么我就需要找一盏灯来提供亮光。
But often the placement of the lamp required some thought because the light was not bright enough from a single lamp to illuminate the entire room sufficiently for the whole family to continue their activities.
那么把灯放在哪里呢？就需要好好的考虑，因为呢，一盏小小的油灯，它是可以给过光亮，但是不足够照亮每一个地方，然后让我们家人都能够像日常的一样的生活。
And so, a chair would have to be rotated so that the person reading could see the page.
所以呢，有时候呢，当我们要再看下一页的时候，我们需要把那个椅子转一转，这样子才看得清楚。
Or someone would have to move their activity closer to the lamp, directly in the light of the lamp, so they could continue doing what they were doing.
或许我的家人需要把他手上所做的东西要把它移到灯下，这样子呢才可以继续的干活。
Sometimes the lamp would be placed on the table, and then the whole family would gather around the table and continue to do their work.
有时候呢，这盏灯也会放在台上、桌上，这样子我们的每一个成员、家里的成员都会围绕着桌子，然后再做他们手中上的活。
Never did we light a lamp and then put it in a closet.
我们从来就没有把灯点着了，然后放在衣橱里。
Never did we take our lamp and put it out on the veranda so that the room inside remained plunged in darkness.
我们也从来没有把这个点燃的灯放在走廊上，然后让房间还是一样的黑暗。
We always placed the lamp in the most favorable position in the room to give light.
那么我们都是把灯放在最有利的位置，这样子我们可以更有效地把那个光采光。
In Mark chapter 4, verse 1, we read that Jesus began to teach the crowds by the lake.
在马可福音第四章一节，我们就读到，耶稣在湖边开始教训人。
Teach, that is, give information, instruction in some subject, cause someone to understand something, enlighten, illuminate.
那么教训或者是教导，就是把有关的资讯或者一些指示交给人们，让他们可以在当中来学习一些事情，是有开导或者是照亮的意思。
Like a lamp placed favorably in a room, Jesus began to teach by the lake, and he taught the crowds many things.
就像一盏灯放在最有利的那个位置，耶稣就开始在湖边教导人们。
And in Jesus' teaching, he said, "Listen, consider carefully what you hear."
在他的教导中，耶稣说：“你要听，仔细、留心的思考你们所听的。”
The problem was that Jesus taught people in parables, in riddles, in puzzles and stories.
但是问题是，耶稣所教导的都是一些比喻，或者是谜语，或者是难题，甚至是故事，用这些方式来教导人。
Jesus taught the people, but the light from this lamp seemed to throw awkward shadows, and the flame flickered and danced so that the light shifted.
但是耶稣所教导的这个亮光，这盏灯有时候会放在一些地方，会给你一些很不顺心的阴影，或者是那个灯光会忽明忽暗，闪烁不定，然后它的光线也会跟着移动。
It was hard to focus on what Jesus was really saying.
那么耶稣所要真正说的，其实我们是非常的抓拿到他的那个重点。
The disciples and some other intrigued individuals came up to Jesus and they asked him, "What were you talking about? Seed and different kinds of soil."
门徒和一些好奇的人来到的耶稣面前，就问耶稣说：“你到底想教导我们什么呢？是有关于种子或是土壤的问题吗？或者是教导我们这些方面的资讯吗？”
Stop beating about the bush and tell us plainly, what were you trying to teach us?
请你不要再绕圈子，请你明明白白、简单的跟我们说明，你究竟要教导我们什么？
Mark tells us at the end of chapter 4 that Jesus did not say anything to them without using a parable, a riddle, or a story.
那么马可福音这一章马可福音的尾端，我们可以知道，就是若不是借着这些比喻，耶稣是不跟他们讲道的。
So what are we to make of Jesus' teaching?
那么借着耶稣的这个教导，我们到底要怎么样组合起来呢？
Why does Jesus place his lamp where he does?
为什么耶稣不把这盏灯放在他应该放的最有利的地点呢？
Because from where I'm sitting, I have to crane my neck. I have to twist my body. I have to go to the trouble of moving some furniture around to get better light from this lamp.
那因为呢，我坐的这个地点呢，位置很不舒服，我必须要把我的脖子升高，或者是我要把我的身体扭曲起来，我要花很大的麻烦，然后把我的椅子移到。移动，这样子我可以看到那个光。
Jesus asked, he said, "Would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under the bed?"
然后耶稣问，有没有一个人会把点燃的灯放在斗底下或者是床底下呢？
The answer is, of course not.
那么当然是不会的，没有的。
You place a lamp where it is going to give the best light.
你会把这盏灯放在最有力的地方，然后可以给你最采到最好的光线。
A lamp is of no use if it is hidden away.
如果把这盏灯掩藏或者是盖起来，那是没有用的。
So if everything is to be made plain, why does Jesus not use a less ambiguous form of teaching?
那么如果一切都是应该那么的清楚简单，为何耶稣不用一个简单清楚的方式来教导我们？
It's clear that the disciples of Jesus don't get it. They're in a fog.
那么很明显的，耶稣的门徒他们不明白，他们其实是一头雾水，不明白耶稣在教导什么。
There's a very important word in this chapter of Mark that is repeated over and over again.
在马可福音这一章里有几个字是非常的重要，它是重复的再重复几次。
If you've got ears, hear, listen, understand, pay close attention.
这几个字就是有耳可听，听，留心的听，你要去明白。
There's something new here. Something is happening that is going to knock your socks off.
这里有一些东西，有一些新的东西，你们要去留心的听。这个新的东西是那么的会给你带来惊喜，会给你带来惊讶。
God is doing something right in front of your eyes, but you need to look carefully.
在你眼前，神将会做一些事情。但是你必须要留心的去看。
Only the something new that Jesus has been talking about isn't really new.
但是耶稣所讲新的事情其实并不是那么新。
It's been there all along, at least since the time of Abraham in the Old Testament.
那么这个事情其实一直以来都在哪里？至少在亚伯拉罕时代的时候就有了。
For thousands of years, God had been telling a story of his activity among human beings to rescue them from the problem of sin and death.
千百年前，神已经告诉我们一个故事，一个关于他在人类的作为，怎么样的把人类从疾病从罪的死亡的当中拯救出来。
But it's like the lamp was flickering and the shadows were shifting.
但是在旧约里，这盏光就像这盏光放在一个不妥当的地方，是不是那么的明朗？而这个光亮也是忽明忽暗，并不是这么的清楚显示出来。
It wasn't clear in the Old Testament how God was going to solve the problem of sin.
在旧约的时候，神怎么样的来解决这个罪的问题，并不是这么明显。
Well, Jesus is telling that same story, but now it's becoming clear.
但是耶稣现在所讲的这个故事，已经更加的已经清楚了。
God Himself has come into our midst. His kingdom is here now.
神自己来到我们的当中，他的国度就在这里。
And right now, God is bringing to fulfillment His purposes for humanity.
那么现在对人类，神带来了他履行的目的。
But to see it, you need to listen carefully. You need to pay attention.
但是如果你要看到，你就要听，你就要细心的、留心的听，你们要留心。
In our time of ubiquitous social media, in our world in which there is this serious problem of noise pollution from advertising, from TV, from iPods, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, blogs, all of these things are clamoring for our attention. We need to consider carefully what Jesus is telling us.
在这个社交媒体无处不在的世界里，我们的世界其实是陷入了一个充满噪音的严重的问题。那么就有许多的这个广告、电视，然后有这个音乐的那种交响曲啊，还有那个脸书或者是推特，然后一些软件还有就是我们的微博一些等等的这种高科讯的这种社交媒体网页，他们都吵着要我们的注意力，但是在这吵架的当中，我们必须要留心的听耶稣到底要教导我们什么。
We are so easily distracted.
我们是如此容易的分心。
We so quickly get sidetracked.
我们是如此容易的被转移了我们的方向。
We so effortlessly forget where we are going.
我们是毫不费力的就忘记了我们将要往向哪一个方向。
And with Jesus, something new is happening. And if you take the effort to look for it, if you crane your neck a little harder, you're going to see God doing some amazing things.
新的东西其实在发生。如果你能够发挥一点功夫，在这个世上，如果你能够把你的脖子再升高一点点，你就会看到神的工作是多么奇妙的在工作着。
God has been at work all along, but in Jesus, it is becoming clearer what He's been trying to do.
神一直在工作，只不过他的工作借着耶稣基督是更加的清楚的显明出来。
And if you can see that,Then God can put you to work usefully in His kingdom for His purposes.
如果你看到这一点，那么神就可以用你在他的国度上，他可以用你。
But you have to pay attention.
但是你必须要留心。
You have to listen carefully.
你必须要留心的听。
Because what you get out of something depends on what you put into it.
那么你从当中所能够得到的，就是从 你拿到的是什么才可以从当中来取出。
Jesus could have said, use it or lose it.
耶稣可以这么说，就是说你用使用它，不然你就会失去它。
Many years ago, I worked for Palm Dairies here in Calgary.
在多年以前，我在一个制造奶品的一个奶制品的一间公司上班。
I slipped on the icy steps of my truck early one morning, and I fell down, and I tore the ligaments in my right knee.
那么有一个早晨，我忽略了我这卡车上的那个踏板上有一层薄薄的冰，我没看到，我不小心踏上去了，就滑倒了。
And in order to assist in the healing process, I had to wear a leg brace for many weeks, and it immobilized my knee.
我滑倒了，我就把我的那个脚的那个韧带给撕裂了。为了更好的恢复，那么我就需要带上一个脚的支架来帮助他快点的恢复。
The problem was that when I finally took the brace off, my leg no longer worked.
那么我就带了这个支架，我就用了好几周。那么问题就是，当我把这个支架已经把它拆开的时候呢，我的脚其实就不能够用了。
I couldn't raise my foot or move the lower part of my leg anymore.
我不能够把我的脚抬起来，那么我脚的下一部分呢，我也不能够移动。
My brain would say lift.
我的脑会跟我说把脚抬起来。
And nothing would happen.
但是什么都没发生。
It was the strangest experience.
这是我最不可思议的的经验。
And so I had to go through physiotherapy where an electric current was zapped.Through my knee, so that I reflexively lifted my foot.
那么我必须要去做一个那个物理治疗。那么借着这个电源，然后把这个电源它通到我的膝盖，然后借着这个电源，我可以本能的就把我的脚抬起来。
Ah, that's what it feels like. I thought.
所以我就在想啊，原来就是这个感觉。
And slowly the memory returned of how to lift my leg.
那么这个怎么样把脚抬起来的这个记忆呢？我就慢慢的记得了。
From disuse, the muscles had atrophied, and I had forgotten how to move my leg.
因为没有去用，我已经忘记了怎么把我的脚抬起来。
I think Jesus is warning us that something similar can happen spiritually.
我想耶稣也是这样，他在警告我们，在属灵的事上，我们也有可能有同样的事情会发生。
Use it or lose it.
你要使用它，不然你就失去它。
You see, the closer you listen to Jesus, the more understanding you'll be given. In fact, you'll receive abundantly more.
你越靠近耶稣，越留心他所教导的，你得到的将会更丰富。
But if you stop listening, or if you're too easily distracted by everything that's clamoring for your attention, even what little understanding you have, Jesus says, will be taken from you.
但如果你停止了听，或者是你是很容易的被分心，被这些传媒接替这些资讯传媒这些接替，很容易的就去分心，那么你这一个小小的这些理解，你也将会失去被夺走。
If you ignore Jesus' teaching, your spiritual understanding will diminish, and therefore you will not be useful to God in His kingdom.
但如果你忽略了耶稣的教导，你属灵的得着也将会消失，那么你在神的国度里也将是没有用的。
Jesus told a parable about four different kinds of soil.
那么耶稣讲了一个有关于四种不同土壤的比喻。
In each case, the seed that was sown was the same.
在每一种的情况之下，它所撒下的种子是一样的。
Only the soils were different.
只不过是土壤是不一样的。
The seed did not determine what kind of soil it was.
种子不能够去肯定那个土壤是怎么样。
Rather, the soil determined what the result of the seed would be, and in three of the soils, there was no harvest.
反而土壤能够决定种子所带来的结果，其中三种的土壤是没有结果的。
Only one type of soil, good and fertile soil, resulted in the seed bearing fruit and yielding a harvest.
只有一种土，就是好土，肥沃的土，它能够结出果子，带来收成。
And so Jesus warns us this morning, pay close attention to what you hear.
所以今天早上，耶稣教导我们，我们要留心地听他的话语。
Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand.
有耳可听的就当听，也要明白。
Don't let the message go in one ear and out the other.
不要让这个信息从一个耳朵进去，然后从一只耳朵出去。
But there's a tension in what Jesus is saying to us this morning.
但是今天早上耶稣所带来的信息对我们来说是有一种压力。
There is first this optimistic expectation that the light from the lamp will shine and fill the entire room.
首先，我们有一个很乐观的期望，就是灯带来的光亮将会充满着这个房间。
What is hidden will be revealed, and in fact has been revealed through Jesus himself.
所被掩盖的事情将会显明出来，其实借着耶稣，一切都会显明出来。
But Jesus also seems to be saying that not all who hear will be enlightened.
但是耶稣也似乎说，并不是所有的人听到了都能够得到教导。
Not all who hear will understand.
并不是所有听到的人都能够明白。
Sometimes, in order to understand Jesus and God's word, you may need to crane your neck.
有时候为了要明白耶稣的话语，神的话语，你必须要把你的脖子伸高起来。
You may need to squint and move around to get the best light.
可能你必须要眯着眼睛，然后才能够采到最好的光线。
It may be uncomfortable for a time, and you might get a crick in your neck.
或者有时候你会觉得很不舒服，因为你的脖子可能会僵硬了。
You may need to sit quietly and let your eyes adjust to the light of God's word.
或许你必须要静静地坐下来，然后让你的眼睛来适应这个神话语带来的亮光。
But the message of God's word is vital to our lives as followers of Jesus.
但是对于耶稣的跟随者、跟从者，神话语的信息对我们的生命是非常的重要。
When you sit in a Sunday school class or you participate in a small group, you need to pay close attention.
当你上主日学的时候，或者是参加小组的时候，你要留心的听。
Even now, I suspect some of you have fallen asleep or you've become distracted by your personal devices.
那么我其实我在想，可能你们其中当中呢，可能已经睡着了，或者把你的那个私人的那个工具分散了你的注意力。
Wake up! Pay attention!
你要醒起来，你要醒过来，你要留心。
Now, yes, the preacher or the teacher does need to hone his craft and his skill in presenting God's word, but each one of us needs to cling to this word, to pursue it, and to try to understand it.
无可否认，牧师或者是那些教或者老师，他需要在神的话语上多下点功夫，多一点认识。也在他的那个在那个传达信息的技巧上也需要有所改进，但是我们每一个人都要有这个责任来去追求他的话语，来去明白神的话语。
We must diligently work at this word from Jesus and let it grow and bear fruit.
我们必须要勤奋的努力的在耶稣的话语上下功夫。我们要成长，迈向成熟，然后要收成，要结许多的果子。
We may wish that Jesus spoke more clearly.
我们可能希望耶稣能够更明白的说清楚。
We may wish the Bible was more interesting.
我们也可能希望圣经可以更有趣一点。
Jesus does not care how easily we assimilate his teaching.
耶稣不在乎我们是否是这么容易的能够 或者是消化他的教导，他 不关心，不在乎。
Jesus does care that we pay close attention to him and that we listen carefully to him.
但是他在乎的是我们是否在有留心的听，仔细的听他的话语。
In the parable that Jesus told of the four kinds of soil, the seed that is not well received is either lost or it quickly withers up and dies or it gets crowded out by weeds and it remains ineffectual.
然后耶稣在这个四种土壤的这个比喻里告诉我们，那些没有好好接受到的种子，不是失去了，就是很快的枯干了。不然就是被那个荆棘挤住了，是失去了功效的。
But the seed that finds a good response will grow and multiply.
但是那个种子啊，它但是有良好反应的种子，它会长大，它会繁殖。
This month is missions month here at New Life Church.
这个月在新生命获道会这个堂里是一个宣教月。
Our responsibility is to nurture the soil that is your life so that the words of Jesus and the message of the gospel can take firm root, that it can grow to maturity and produce an abundant crop.
那么我们的责任就是要培养土壤，就是我们的生命，让耶稣的话语和福音的信息可以牢牢地生根，然后成长，然后成熟，并长出丰盛的农作物。
You are not responsible for the crop.
你并没你丰盛的农作物不是你的责任。
That is God's responsibility.
这是神的责任。
God will ensure that there is a good harvest.
神会确定一个好收成。
But you are responsible for the conditions in which that seed grows and develops.
但是你的责任是把种子成长和那个发展的那个条件，你的责任是把这个条件弄好。
You have a responsibility to pay close attention and understand, and then to respond positively to what you have heard and understood.
那么你的责任就是要仔细留心的听和明白。对你所听的、所明白的，你要有一个正面的反应。
The good news is that if you do that, Jesus promises a good crop as we give ourselves away.
好消息是，如果你这般做，把自己献上，耶稣承诺你一个好收成。
If we listen carefully to Jesus, God promises that the light of Jesus will shine through our church and to the communities here in Calgary and beyond.
那么，如果你仔细地听耶稣的话语，神就应许耶稣的亮光将借着我们的教会照亮卡加里的社区，照亮甚至是照亮更远 的地方。
If we pay close attention to Jesus, we will be effective workers in God's mission.
如果我们密切关注耶稣，留心听的话语，在神的事工里，我们将会是有效的工人。
Are you listening to this? Really listening?
你在听吗？真的在听吗？
Amen.
Amen.